Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
So, this is Niklas from the 70s Berlinale 2020 in Berlin for Fred Film Radio. I'm sitting here with Christoph Conrad and Jean-Louis Rodriguez.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
And I caught you directly after your workshop, right?
Yes.
Your public workshop.
Well, usually our program is limited to the actors and directors, and the public that never gets to see what happens. But this year, I thought that I wanted to bring in more of the other talents. And so we had writers, we had cinematographers, we had other talents, including just public that loves movies. And they wanted to know how characters get created and what it takes to do that.
Of course, you know, this is, as you can imagine only, that to develop and connect to the characters or develop in the story or so, it takes a lot of time. But we wanted to kind of give taste to people, and actually, surprisingly, there were a lot of actors and a lot of directors in the audience. So everybody had some kind of story that they thought about it, or maybe they were working on, or I even ask people to think about maybe a story, a character, or themselves, right? As a human being, what is the story that is going on? What is the story of you, right? What would you? How would you express, and what would you say? So we created a little exercise for that to kind of bring them through. Through an exercise, imagination, to kind of bring to different place and kind of reconnect with a much smaller version of themselves, kind of 3-year-old, and see what is it that was coming up for them. Because as you may know, acting, it's not just saying the words of somebody's words, but you have to put yourself in it and kind of allow all of that it's being created in you and what you understand about the character to kind of flow through your body. So the body, it's a very important part of, as an instrument of telling the story.
And also, the theme of this year's Berlinale Talents is the collective, working as a collective, and filmmaking and storytelling is about bringing stories together and reaching the audience. If the story is true, if the story is deep, it will gather the audience and that they will feel it. And we had over 200 people working with us at the same time. So each one of them felt the importance of the body, because basically we work to train the actors, we include their bodies and their voices, and they were able to find their story in their bodies, all 200 of them, and it was kind of exciting.
It's kind of, a lot of times what we do, we call it embodying the character. Embodying, that means it goes into your cells, right? So it's something that it's not necessarily happening in your very critical mind a lot of times, but you have to somehow, as a creative artist, to find this way of opening the channels, even though everything, you may have problems or whatever is going on every day, right? Somehow find the procedures, some exercises, something that allows you to open your channels, so then you can be as creative and as revealing as you can be, because that's basically what we are doing.
Would you say it's the Alexander method, right? What you're both of you are teaching. How would you describe it in contrast to other techniques, as for example, like Meisner?
The Alexander technique was developed from an actor, Frederick Matthias Alexander, who lived in Australia, and it came from a vocal problem. He would lose his voice, and in his search to help himself, he developed this way of teaching himself to be freer and to breathe better. And that is the basis of all good acting. So in a way, it's the foundation of acting. It's different. I wouldn't call it a technique for acting, but a technique for using your body in such a way that you can allow the character to live.
I think one of the very important things in how we approach acting and how we tell the story, usually there is another person, another character that we are talking to, or other characters that we are talking to. And of course you have your lines, and of course you have your something to say, but you may prepare, you may research your character, and then you have to step into human beings, two human beings or three human beings into one place in front of the camera, somehow let it go of that camera, you know, on the outer rim, right? And become vulnerable and become private and become not worry about so much about, you know, different things that just don't belong there. It's about human beings interacting with human beings, and the availability that you allow somebody to affect you is very important, especially in the screen. Mm-hmm. Especially when we are trying to reveal the characters, we get closer and closer with the camera to close up, right? So it's almost like a camera, it's penetrating the actor on the inside, and it's feeling what the heck is going on as they're saying those things, right? How do they allow themselves to be affected, to respond one way?
Yeah, and it is also, rather than adding something, it's taking away something. And usually the thing that we help people take away is the pressures, you know, the tension, the collapsing of the body that will interfere with how you communicate.
With ease.
When we communicate, we open, all actors open themselves up. So that's what we're teaching people.
You know,
to do.
Alexander is, to me, because I'm an actor, it's finding the ease in my instrument, finding the ease in functioning. Like if I do something, I'm asking myself, where is the effort in my body? And I can ask myself, could I do with more, with less? And how would that, if I cut in half the effort, what would that do? So it's in the way, a lot of times I compare our body to a cello. And if you are playing a cello, if you are playing Bach or somebody else, right, music, before playing, you tune it up, the instrument. You tune up the instrument. So the Alexander is this understanding how to make yourself available, how to make yourself at ease in your instrument so you can be as vulnerable, as easy to be affected as possible. I think it's such a, also movie making, you know, it's a kind of strange experience, you know, because it's in the way it never goes kind of like in the theater that, you know, chronologically, right? Usually the movie, shooting of the movie, it's all upside down, you know, you start with the end, you go to the beginning, and it's really understanding of your instrument and understanding, having, developing this ease in connecting to the emotions, right? To step into the emotions. It's so important because you say, and action, right? And action, and you're just going there, and then cut. And let's do it again, right? And so it's kind of, and it's also a lot of times the process, there's not so much rehearsing process in the movie making because that's kind of also keeps the freshness in the way, like, not knowing what will happen, it's kind of exciting, right? So that's that kind of...
And the other thing that I believe that we do is we help the actors gain a discipline, because the professional actors that work all the time, they're very much like athletes. They train a lot, they keep themselves really fit and healthy, so they can do what filmmaking requires, you know. It's so demanding on the nervous system and the energy. So anything that helps them to get freer and to get more energized. It
replenish themselves, yeah. Replenish their resources. All of that. It's a part of kind of keeping yourself alive and keeping yourself sane in this whole thing.
Is it also like a life philosophy for you? Like besides acting,
a philosophy? Yeah. Well, it is. Alexander's first book was called The Use of the Self. And he wanted people to learn how to use themselves, not waste energy, not, you know, to stay healthy. These days, if you don't take care of yourself, you just wind up, you know, falling apart.
And it's also, you know, this is kind of our, you know, as we are living in this world, a lot of times the world just goes faster. You know, computer gets faster, everything gets faster, the phones gets faster, and everybody is kind of being pushed into this reactivity. React now, push the button, and it drives you kind of bananas, right? But it takes away your way of being present in your body and really discovering how do you feel about what's going on. How do you feel? Do I want to press that button or not? So it's giving back this power to ourselves to be able to choose. To be able to make decision consciously, more consciously, rather than just kind of be pushed from one place to another, you know, and it's kind of you lose a lot of energy and you know you allow yourself to be affected by, you know, all different ideas that are floating around. You have to make the decisions for ourselves, and it's kind of scary sometimes, but more and more you kind of connecting with yourself. So it is a philosophy. It is bringing power back to you so you can feel at ease in yourself. You know, you don't have to have all the answers, but that's all right. You can think about it, right?
I think so too. And I thank you very much for the interview.
You're welcome.
This was Fred FM, Niklas from the 70s Berlinale 2020 in Berlin. Fred FM, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.